T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Thunder are making it clear they're going to slow play this. They do not feel the need to rush into this, even though Chris Paul would prefer not to be there. They're not focused on winning this season. They can take a step back. And when you talk about him potentially going to the Miami Heat, which is his preference, one thing I have been told in the talks, the fact that the Thunder hold two of the Heat's first-round picks in the future, unprotected 2021, protected 2023, makes this a difficult conversation, because the Heat want those picks back. The Thunder have expressed an interest in giving one of those picks back, but they would want another pick in the farther off into the future. So I do think that these two teams have a lot to talk about, but because of those picks, it's something that could get complicated, and the Thunder have let the league be known they are in no hurry.
I love it. Zach and I are just talking. Everybody wants to come here, right?
Preferred destination.
After all these deals fall through with all these really good teams, and all of a sudden, you know, they don't want you and they get rid of you after James Harden basically says, Chris, I don't want to play with you.
Yeah,
I want to play with my old buddy from Oklahoma City. He's coming here. So he gets dumped. Now he's going, well, I'd prefer to go to Miami.
I love that the preferred destination is Miami. Of course it is. Why wouldn't you want to come play down
here?
Pat. Yeah.
Pat, don't do this. Don't do this.
I don't care if it's the two first-round picks. It's not worth it.
And if you do it, Pat, you're talking about a guy 34 years old, averaging tad under 60 games a season.
Joe, you should have seen last week on the text machine about Russell Westbrook. How are you going to pay a 35-year-old $47 million? How are we going to get stuck in that deal? Well, folks, if there's a deal that's worse, I just found it. It's Chris Paul, who's not the same player as Russell Westbrook, who's going to be getting 40 and change at 38. Like, you want to see someone who's probably on the down side of a career, it's Chris Paul. I'm not taking anything away from Chris Paul's career. He had a good career. Good player. Never won anything, but he's a good player. But I'm not paying him $40 million at 38 or 40 plus.
Hey, Zach, on top of that, I mean, there has got to be 20 articles out today talking about this guy. There's now guys coming out saying, you know, he's
a little bit of a D-bag.
Yeah. And he's the voice, and it's not always a good one. And there have been a lot of guys take shots at him, whether it's in Houston or whether it was with the Clippers before when he wasn't getting along with guys. And he didn't like the coach's son, although the coach's son's back with him again in Houston.
That's right.
I just would pass. Just play with what you got.
Yeah.
And worry about the future. But I don't get bringing Chris Paul in. It can't be leadership. You don't need him for that.
No.
It can't be for, you know, keeping the good locker room. I get that he's really good friends with Dwayne Wade and all that stuff.
Fine.
But, you know, this is not about the banana boat guys.
No. Those days are over.
And he got his money. Somebody's going to pay it. It's all guaranteed. So he's in great shape. Just don't – we don't need to be the team to pay. I hope they pass on it. I really
too.
Do.
I don't care if there's two first-round picks
money,
being dangled.
And I don't usually care about money, and I was all for Westbrook because I think even at 30 now, he's got a couple of really good years left and love the way he plays. I think he'd be great for business all around with his game. Whoever gets mad at a guy that plays that hard – all the time. I guess the question is, what's he going to play like in a couple years? I take my chance on a 30-year-old guy with Jimmy Butler and Westbrook, but we have seen this guy up close, injured, and just not being able to play at the end of the season where he's all banged up and whatever the other junk that comes with this guy, which hasn't been very flattering. I'm just going to pass on. I would, but
most of the major moves, if not all, are done now in the NBA. You're not really waiting for anything else to happen in the NBA outside of a trade happening. Right now, where do you see the Heat in the Eastern Conference? You had to predict right now the Heat are what seed in the East.
Jeez.
Or how about this? Somewhere between what and what? Somewhere between
6 and 8.
Okay. Add Chris Paul. Take away something that they're going to have to give away money-wise in this trade, but add Chris Paul to this team. Are they still in the same boat?
Well, he's your second-best player on the team if he comes here.
Sure.
Right now, he's still...
But wait, are they now 4 through 6 with Chris Paul, or are they still kind of 6 through 8?
I don't know. They're not at the top. They're somewhere in the middle. Chris Paul makes you a better team right now. I understand that. He makes you better. It's what? 15 to 19 points a game or whatever it would be.
But we're just getting out of this salary cap kind of hell. We're trying to. I know you gave Jimmy a lot of money and you got 2 years left on the books for James and 2 years left on the books for Deion, but you got rid of Hassan. Gordon's got 1 year left until he's got the 1 year contract. Well, you want to put yourself really with Jimmy and with Chris Paul in 2 years making $40 million a year? It's going to be 60, 70, 80% of your salary cap.
I would pass for a lot of different reasons, even though I know some people like see Waiters and Johnson off the books and everything else. But, I know this thing. I know Pat likes star power.
I know he does. He's a shiny object guy like
Pat,
me. I know.
Pat wants it now. Pat doesn't want to wait and build it back up. Pat likes to be able to put it together and go from there, but I hope we pass on this one. I really, really do. I hope this doesn't come into play and everything else. But I will say the NBA is wide friggin' open on both the West and the East. It really is. I don't think anybody's got a perfect team. Teams that don't have the big twos that we've talked about, everybody's kind of the theme of the – of a lot of the NBA is the big twos right now, although there's some other teams, whether it's Boston, Denver, teams like that, Utah, may not have the star power, but they got a lot of really good players on their teams to have a chance to win a lot of basketball games. I think it's going to be a blast. I like what the NBA's done. I think it's going to be fun because it's wide open. I don't know if it's good for business where you just open and you go, well, that team, here we go again. All right, LeBron's going to play Golden State again. Here we go.
Four straight years.
LeBron, here they go again. Cleveland's the best. I get that the finals, we like to see what's going to happen, but I don't think it's necessarily great for business that Cleveland pounds Toronto every year and all the stuff that was going on and Golden State goes through and you're looking on paper, they're the best team and they play like it. Man, this year, hell, we don't even know if LeBron's got the best team in L.A.
That's right.
With Kawhi and Paul George now all playing out of the same building. And by the way, how good are those games going to be in L.A. where they love big events? You think we like big events in L.A. when the Clippers, whether they're the home team or the visiting team, all playing in their same arena, that is going to be, and star power with all those guys going at it will be a lot of fun.
How about if it comes down to the Western Conference Finals, L.A. and L.A.? The Lakers versus the Clippers, where every game's in the Staples, home and away, you're just switching locker rooms, whatever it is.
Great, yeah.
That would be fun to watch.
Be really fun.
Yeah.
See what that would
NBA
that
would
be.
Love that. Kawhi, LeBron, Paul George, Anthony Davis, star-studded, all-stars everywhere. That's what the NBA wants.
The Houston's got a nice team, man. I just basically got rid of Chris Paul. And
they upgraded.
Added Westbrook.
How it's going to work, we'll see, but they upgraded.
Two guys that had the ball as much as anybody in the NBA on the same team, and there's only one basketball. This is kind of Cleveland Browns all over again. There's one football and there's one basketball. How's it going to work? We did this with the big three down here not too long ago. How's it going to work? And we found out. Chris Bosh, stand off the side a little bit. We'll get it to you when we can, or get an offensive rebound.
It's hard being that three guy. As an all-star.
Never want to be that third guy. Even if you get those rings.
I like the way the NBA is set up right now. You're right. For the first time in 5 or 6 whatever years, even more than that because of the big three with the Heat back, you know, when that era was going on, you have no idea. No one has any idea right now who the best team in the East is or West.
So let me ask you, like, who you think's the best team in the NFL and the NFC and AFC right now?
Best teams in the NFL right now, AFC or NFC. It's hard to go against Patriots just because they're the Patriots.
But you look at them on paper, and you can say
they're probably not the best team. Yeah,
they can be beaten
now
for some reason, and it's
they somehow win.
It's always them. Yeah. I, I get.
NFC?
It's either the AFC Championship game or it's a Super Bowl. They're there, right?
Yeah.
Whether they win or lose one of those games, they have done something we haven't.
Who's the best team in the NFC right now? The Rams again?
I mean, it probably Saints? Is, right?
Saints or Rams, know. Right?
I would think Rams.
New Orleans.
New Orleans, good. Really Saints good are good.
Team. I think Philadelphia's got a really, really good
Wednesday's
team.
Wednesday's healthy. They're going to be good.
I think the NFC is a great story this year. I think the NFC has got a lot of really good teams. But that, isn't that part of what makes the NFL with everything, right? You're going, some people, Madden games got Philadelphia as their number one team.
Of course. A lot of good players on that team.
New Orleans, you look at them, so close a year ago.
Yep.
The Rams, can they bounce back with what it's going to look like? Same, a lot of same guys.
What about the Cleveland Browns?
Browns?
It's just, I know that they might not be a good team at the end. Who knows how they're going to end up being, but they're going to be so much fun to watch.
Well, they got talent.
They have so much talent.
Individually,
they're made for Madden.
They got all the talent. They don't have experience. None of them. What I see the other day, I saw their head coach say, we got one guy that's got Super Bowl experience, the punter. I was like, so you got to get there,
that's
right?
That's fantastic.
He's got a lot of really good players. I don't think the moment's too big for any of those guys, right? Landry, Beckham.
Nah.
Those guys, they got a lot of they're lining up with more first-round picks than just about anybody. A young batch of first-round picks on both sides of the football. They made some good trades to bring in some more guys. Got a lot of UM guys, by the way, on that team, too. Crazy, crazy UM story. I this thing, it's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun to watch.
Even the AFC, like you said, Cleveland's got a good team. How's Pittsburgh bounce back after what they went through, drama city last year.
Or drama in Kansas City, too.
Kansas City's got to figure out, by the way, commissioner, before we even get to the start of the football season, the commissioner is going to get I'm just going to tell you, Roger Goodell is going to get blasted no matter how he handles this Tyreek Hill deal. No matter what side, Tyreek Hill, who, by the way, on the Madden game should be right there at the top two, top 10 or 15
no,
players.
No, you're right. Right.
He's ridiculous how he is on a football field. So they've got this situation. They got he said, she said. The police finally said, we can't figure out who did it. We think somebody did something to the kid to break his arm, a three-year-old to break his arm. They have all these calls to the house. They can't figure out if she's lying more or he's lying. So they have nothing. So the people are saying, well, wait a second. If the police dropped it, shouldn't the NFL drop it too and just let him play?
NFL doesn't
They're
work like that.
They're saying she's as crazy as he is.
Yeah. NFL doesn't work like that.
So he's going to play most likely, right? I mean, we're going to kick him out all year. I know when this first happened, everybody said he's a bum. But
remember Florio?
Yeah, Florio said he stopped covering the league.
Yeah. Well, then he's going to be out of a damn job. He's going to have to let somebody else run his companies, making all that money.
Well, what would you do? You're always ripping the commissioner. Like, what would you do in this position? It's a really tough spot that he's in.
The safe one is always the four-game special, man.
You're going to say
four-game special.
You're going to get ripped either way.
And correct.
The problem is, it's people like you who don't like Roger Goodell. Whatever decision he comes up with, you're going to crush the guy.
Let me say this: I'm not ripping Roger Goodell either way on this one because I think he's in a no-win situation, no matter what he does. We've got people, I've heard both sides recently, we got people saying she's just out to get him, he wants to dump her, so she's just all in on just trashing this guy. She's already ruined him for this huge contract. And then there's other people going, he's guilty, he's a bad guy. He was a bad guy then, and he's a bad guy now. So you got people wanting him out of the game, like he's just bad. Then you got your others going, hey, pretty damn good, man. We need him on this team.
We're going to have fans that, like, I mean, look at that team got screwed. They're about to get screwed twice now. The Kareem Hunt thing was,
yeah.
I mean, that sucks. Like, he's on another team. He's going to be playing.
Browns.
And you guys had to throw him off, obviously, you know, for good reasons.
Right.
But again, the Browns pick him up and he's going to play.
I agree. It sucks. And there's something wrong in a system where Kansas City's forced to get rid of him.
And another team picks him up
that
day.
And Cleveland goes, We'll take him. And Cleveland Brown fans are going, all right, 8 games. We got him second half of the season. They don't care what he did.
No.
They've seen the same video. They don't care. You're the ones that drafted him. You idiots got to pay, but we get him. We're going to get him on the bounce back.
So Kansas City gets blamed for having him on the team, and the Browns pick him up, and no big deal.
Nobody says a word.
And they get nothing back.
Nothing.
You hear a lot of, you think we're going to have a lot of Cleveland Brown fans picketing before the game when he comes back for game 9? And he's in the lineup, and he runs for 50 yards and catches 70 yards in passes?
If the Chiefs would have kept him, they would have been torched.
Torched.
Correct.
Torched.
You got to let him go.
The Hunt family would have been killed. Like, literally, they would have been crushed by all the NFL pundits.
So we let Richie go, and Richie goes up and goes to 3 Pro Bowls with the Bills.
That's right. Horrible move by us.
But he had to go because he was a bully, and every kid and every mother's going, a bully, he's a bully. Somebody bullied me and bullied my kid one time. He's got to go. Buffalo goes, we'll take him.
Yep.
He's a cold weather, bad mofo. Yep. Come on up and play guard. Highest graded player on their team, 2 years. Highest grade.
God.
Just kicking butt up there.
It's amazing. What's the position on the offensive line we've been trying to get for years now? Guard.
But just to answer that, I'm giving Roger Goodell a pass on this one because no matter what he does.
Yeah, he doesn't matter.
He got people are going to be pissed off because people are really mad and think Tyreek is this bad, bad guy.
And maybe he is. We don't know.
Yeah, but. Maybe but she is, too.
That's right. Exactly.
She doesn't exactly look great in this thing either.
No.
But that audio that came out at the airport.
It's bad.
It's going to get him a few games for sure.
Yeah.
We got to go to break, man. We are running super late. That's what happens. Is the boss in today? We have to pick that up a little bit, man.
Probably
hey, not. Right now I want to tell you all about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Love talking about my Tahoe. Oh, man, even going on the road and having a Tahoe, it's just so much fun. Driving all over California, a little bit of Arizona in there.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
I'm trapped in my box up against the All right, welcome back. As we continue on here this morning, Cam Wolf's going to join us, ESPN Dolphins writer at 8 o'clock. Talk a little bit. Got a good article out on some of the issues with be interesting once we get to camp and the guys hear about. What do you think about 18 games?
18 games, but you can only play in 16 of them.
First of all, I have trouble believing.
That doesn't make sense, right?
Right. And you can't bench the whole team.
I mean, what do you do? Like, what happens if you buy tickets to that game?
That's the other thing. Like, it just doesn't make sense because you don't have enough guys. You don't necessarily have backups at every position, even though it sounds like when you go 11 on offense, 11 on defense, and do the backups, you have just about the right amount.
Joe, imagine being the one guy that buys one ticket, like, per season to take his family to down here, 8-game home schedule. And, you know, this year I'm going to splurge and we're going to go to the Patriots game. Wow, that's awesome, Dad. We're going to go see Tom Brady. Yeah, he's playing November 17th down here. Can't wait. You show up and it's Brian Hoyer versus Josh Rosen.
No.
Because Brady's got to sit 2 games a year and that's the game they pick.
It doesn't make sense.
No.
It doesn't. Everybody's paying to see the best players on the teams. And those guys are going to want to play, too. They're not going to want to sit and lose a game when you can't play, when you maybe figure you can be out there making a difference.
That's ridiculous.
I don't know if this is all a ploy by both sides to get it to 17 and do that one game where you go to a different site and take your game all over different places and to different college towns and let different people see it, or more games maybe in Mexico or other
you
places.
Trying to get another London game?
More London games you can do. You know, we've missed. I always tell you this. We've kind of misled those folks. They think they're getting a team full time.
Of course, they think the Jaguars are coming.
They're getting a little tired of this tease over there. I know they like it when you come over there, but they're going, hey, it's great. You know, we get to see all these teams, but we're like everybody else, man. We want to have our own team here and really get behind one team instead of just who our favorite team because we watch them or whatever it might be, or whoever team is winning the most, Dallas or New England or whoever it might be. I am really curious to see how quickly this 18 games thing disappears, because as of right now, a lot of players are saying, and even fans are going, just stick to 16 games. And I know it's about money. It is 100% about money.
Of course it is. Always is.
Right.
It always is.
By the way, four preseason games, especially the fourth one.
Garbage game.
And the first one.
Yeah. Garbage games.
Tough.
They are garbage games.
1-4 are tough.
I feel bad for all the 32 radio broadcast teams and TV broadcast teams in game four of the preseason when you don't see any starters. And it's all 60 through 88 or 60 through 90.
Here's some of the conversation because you write it down. First of all, here we go. Hey, this is a last chance for a lot of guys to show what they can do, right? For some guys, this will be the last game they ever play.
Sure.
There'll be guys towards that 90 mark. That 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, and never. That'll be it.
No, they're done with the NFL after.
They're done. Yeah. They're going for try something else or shooting for the XFL. That'll be one. Also, hey, this is a great opportunity because this is the most they'll get to play in this game because the NFL will shut down all their starters for the fourth preseason game. So that pops up. It's tough.
Joe, those are the games where I look forward to hearing from Tom Garfinkel when he joins your broadcast, or Stephen Ross goes on the TV broadcast, or Nat Moore joins someone's broadcast. Like, that's game four of the preseason to me. Who's going to be in the booth with you guys talking about the new features in the stadium, the new food items in the stadium? Because none of those guys, and God bless those guys that play in that game, because they're trying, and they're trying to get on somebody's roster, and I understand it. You're trying to get a job that, Joe, how many guys from those games, where there's 16 of those game fours throughout the preseason, all 32 teams playing that game four, how many guys from that game combined through the entire league literally play on an NFL team during the season? Probably a very small percentage.
Oh, no. There's going to be guys on the team, the bottom part, because
2 or 3% actually get playing time, maybe?
No, well.
Maybe?
There are guys, because you got to play, 50 guys, so your top 40, there's going to be some guys that play in that game that you got to keep. They're going to be on the team, don't get me wrong, but they're not going to be any of your frontline guys.
No.
So a lot of guys like playing because they get a chance to show what they have, and you got draft picks. You got to play some of those guys because you want them to get caught up, so they're playing a lot of football in the preseason.
But if you're telling me about wiping that game out for an extra regular season game, I'm all for it. If we're going to wipe that game out, that's fine. I'm okay with that.
Well, nothing's going to change for two seasons. We know that,
of course,
because we still have the 2021 footballs there, 19 and 20 seasons before you have to worry about all the other stuff. Anyway, we got a lot more stuff to get to. By the way, does anybody in college football have more pressure on them than Jalen Hurts? Is anybody feeling more heat? Now, there's a lot of new quarterbacks. A lot of new quarterbacks going to new places. We got open competition at the U right now. We got that. But is anybody, Jalen Hurts, who is 26-2 at Alabama, is going to take over starting quarterback at Oklahoma, where they've had the last 2 years, Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray,
yep.
First overall picks
and
the whole draft.
Trophy winners.
And Heisman Trophy winners.
That's a lot of pressure. You're right.
Good luck, Jalen.
Yep.
Good luck. He could be really good this year, and they're going to go, man, that guy was just okay. Right?
They lost two games. He didn't win the Heisman, yeah.
Or he could just tear it up. That system might be really quarterback friendly, and he tears it up and makes a – great move. There's been a lot of guys make moves, right? You transfer, doesn't work out. We'll see how this goes for that guy. But that's going to be an interesting one. See what happens. We got Hollywood's headlines. What do you got for us on Hollywood's headlines? Anything good?
We'll give it a shot here. But, yeah, we do have a good story that I think you're going to enjoy about the bagel guy from last week.
Oh, man. I just saw the video on the bagel guy.
The bagel guy is a weird story, man, because I just –
Is this stuff all set up, or is it?
Well, I thought it was legit at first, and then I find out the guy's got like a YouTube page and.
Well, we have some of the audio if you missed it, so we'll.
I got to
you.
Start working on something really crazy out there, just really, really crazy that I won't get in trouble for.
No, it just goes viral. It gets a couple million.
Well, just lose your mind somewhere and just have like a meltdown in public. Someone will break out the phone.
I've had those.
You've had public meltdowns?
Those don't work real well.
I didn't see any of those.
I'm sure we've had them. I know I've had them here at work for sure.
Radio.com. Radio.com. And now it's time for Hollywood's headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood. Give us a little entertainment today, will you?
All right, Joe. A lot of people were entertained by the Federer-Djokovic final at Wimbledon on Sunday.
Yes,
so
I was.
Ratings came out and drew a 2.6 overnight rating, which was the biggest since Fed beat Andy Murray in 2012, which got a 3.1 overnight rating. So pretty good here for tennis.
Great match. Fun to watch.
Yeah, two of the best.
I don't know how many people can watch anything for 5 hours. That's a long time.
Yeah, it's tough.
But it was back and forth. It was good stuff, man.
You love tennis so much, and it's like you're like weird talking about it on the radio for some reason. I know you think people don't like it, but the rating, I mean, that's a pretty good rating.
It is a pretty good rating.
A lot of people don't like tennis. I get that.
I got 2 hours into that thing. I didn't get five, but I had two.
Fun to watch, Fed, man. He won the tournament down here. Yeah, I'm a Fed fan. No. All right.
And it's okay to be a tennis fan. You know, you could admit it. It's okay.
I am.
I know.
All right, we go to baseball for this next one. You guys were talking about the being able to steal first base as part of one of the rules that might change here. Well, another rule that might change in the future is robotic umpires. Have you guys seen all this stuff?
Yeah,
there's a Real Sports piece about it. And, you know, look, people have been arguing with umpires since the beginning of baseball, right?
It's part of the game, man.
It is part of the game.
They give you a third strike, and you go, that was horrible. That was horrible. And
so
you get kicked out of the game. The manager comes out, and he gets kicked out.
The Atlantic League, the league that's experimenting with all these Major League Baseball rules here that they're, you know, looking at changing, has gone with these robotic umpires. Now, if you ever get a trivia question, who's the first person to be ejected by a robotic umpire? That would be Frank Viola.
Really?
Was ejected arguing balls and strikes, not with the robotic umpire. There's actually a physical umpire who's there who relays the calls over, but he was upset, thought some of the calls should be overruled by the robot, and got ejected from the game, dropped an F-bomb and got ejected.
So for people who watch baseball, they have the strike zone now. If you watch a Marlins game, they got the square, right? And those umpires, you want to talk about who's got the most pressure on them? The home plate umpire has got this square. And if it's outside, a guy's go, oh, that's, just, you know, and it's not your team or it's your guy batting. They go, oh, that's, oh, he should be mad. That's just terrible. This guy's been all over the place because they're working off the square. A lot of pressure, right?
Sure, it is.
Right?
Yeah.
Should be. I think all officiating and what the NFL's doing on this pass interference, I hate it. Shouldn't be. Just leave the damn calls alone and live with them instead of this going up. And we're only going to call the blatant stuff. How many blatant calls you think they're going to miss that are blatant, man?
I can't wait for robot refs in all the sports.
Well, the best part is you still argue with them.
Yeah.
That's important. You can't take arguing out of the game.
What if you got a sensitive robot? You throw it out of the game.
Yeah, you got – can you imagine that? Talking is
– yeah, like what do you say?
How stupid do you look when your fan's going – is he arguing with that robot up there?
I wish Hollywood didn't tell me there was an actual umpire there and just Frank Viola got thrown out by a robot.
Yeah, it's the thing from Terminator.
Yeah,
I mean, back to calling balls and strikes.
One of the greatest stories of all time. Frank Viola gets his head knocked off by a robot.
You're out of the game.
That's good.
What else you got, man?
You want to do your regular umpire call?
No.
I'm back from your umpiring days?
I like the robot one.
All right, Joe.
I might do that. That might be my thing, is just go around being an umpire for home plate umpire for kids.
Oh, you'll get plenty of viral videos at that point.
That'd be good.
You're our California expert, so where is Calistoga, California?
No idea.
All right, wow. So Joe Montana has his 500-acre estate up for sale.
Man,
this house is insane.
Joe Montana made a lot of money, man.
9,700-square-foot mansion.
Wow.
There is a wine cellar that holds 3,500 bottles,
oh,
a horse riding area, basketball court, and a bunch of olive trees that produce anywhere from 30 to 60 gallons of olive oil every year. Also a swimming pool and a skeet shooting range and a pond that you can fish in. Two creeks that you can canoe in as well.
It looks like it's kind of out in the middle of nowhere.
Only
two
creeks,
huh? You saw the
picture
of it. Just beautiful place, man. Joe's always been kind of a private guy.
Yeah.
Joe didn't want to jump into any of those jobs or be a consultant with a team. He just kind of, you know, just Joe. Because a couple of commercials and he invested a lot of his money. Seems like he's doing real well.
I use a lot of olive oil. That
would probably help me.
That would probably help me out.
You do a lot of deep olives. Frying or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever that is.
Any idea what the price tag on this house would run you?
Ooh.
He knows. You're probably already looking at buying
20.
It.
20.
Zach?
Say 12, 18. $12
million. $30 million.
What?
Wow. Damn, Joe's
that
doing
damn
all
olive
right.
Oil is expensive.
Damn, man.
All right, you want to get to the bagel guy here?
Only two creeks, though. Expecting more.
Bagel guy. Bagel guy.
All right,
ahead.
So there was an incident in a bagel shop in New York, and the guy who's in it, his name is Chris Morgan. And the reason we're bringing up this story, this happened last week. He got into an altercation in a bagel store. And so, like Zach was saying, there's a YouTube channel of this guy. So there's a question of whether this stuff is even real at this point. But nevertheless, this
so
guy.
So what are we thinking? Is it staged or not?
It appears.
I think it's staged.
Give me some street smarts here.
I think it's staged.
All right.
It appears staged, but the guy's a good actor. Like, the guy is a lunatic, and he lost it
it's Joe
in this
Pesci.
Bagel shop. And he is 5 feet tall. So he lost it in this bagel shop. Here's just a clip of his bagel encounter.
Why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay?
Who said that to you here? Nobody.
Women in general have said it on dating sites.
Women in
you
general.
Think I'm making that up? Yeah. Everywhere I go, I get the same smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss.
My father.
Dude, you want to step outside? You want to step outside? Huh? I'm not spitting, pal.
Enough.
You shut up, dude.
You shut the up.
This guy didn't attack me, big
dog. Oof.
Then he gets taken down to the ground.
He does get attacked.
By a dude that looks like he's 8 feet tall. But
except the guy was probably 5'3". They get attacked.
Yeah, he's just huge. He's
so
bigger than that guy.
How many people?
Oh, that thing got at least 1 million views. Minimum. Yeah. Minimum. He won. He wins. Bagel guy wins.
I saw that video, and I just figured that's what New York is like every day.
Yeah, that's Tuesday.
Like, that's just New York, because that's how people are there.
It's Tuesday at Essa Bagel.
So, last year, I staged one thing. Last year, we're on our vacation. We had everybody together. And I said to my son, I said, hey, you want to do something and get the girls nuts? We'll send it to them at home. We're playing golf. And my dad was with us, and he goes, ooh, this is a really, really bad idea. So I said, no. And it was us getting into it about, dude, you always got to brag when you win. I'm getting sick of it, to my kid. And us in each other's faces. And then we sent it to the girl. Had the fourth member with us take this video who thought it was funny. Took the video, and then we sent it to him. And then the whole way home, the girls are going, how bad is it? And go, they're not talking. It's real bad in the car. It got really worse after. So we got home.
There's an intervention waiting for you guys.
Oh, right? It was bad. Because we said, hey, we're pranking. And my dad's going, this is a really bad idea. You ought to call him and tell him you just made this up.
Your dad was smart.
No. And we did the prank. And they were all mad. The rest of the day, everybody was mad. Nobody was talking. It was terrible.
That didn't work out so great, huh?
Great acting by my son. Just outstanding. All right, what else
you
got, man?
Well, the reason I brought that story up here is because the bagel guy was found by fight promoter Damon Feldman, who has arranged for Chris to fight in Atlantic City at some point this year.
Who's he going
to
fight?
I don't know. But that's where we're at, by the way.
Joe, you have any ideas we could find?
I have no idea.
Oh, you have someone for
No, him. I don't.
You don't have anyone like 5'11"?
No, I don't know.
Oh, I know who you're thinking of.
I'm not.
Like 4'10", 4'11"?
Who are you thinking?
That would be a great fight.
Who? I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I don't. I'm not sure.
You don't have any names of anybody,
no,
you think?
Not. Nobody.
You throw anyone out there?
One more thing to get to here if you guys don't want to say his name.
Whose name? I don't know what you're talking about.
The guy downstairs, right?
Guy downstairs, right?
Guy downstairs.
One of them?
What do you think, Todd Greg? You say Todd's 5 feet tall now.
Is he really?
God, everybody's beating up on poor Todd.
Hey,
just because Todd will tell you I'm really good at what I do.
No, but he's in
and you're
good
busting
shape.
His chop.
No, I think he
actually
wins.
Did
he
in that meeting
that
the
fight.
Other day. No, he, everyone
he can't. He can't help himself that, hey, I'm damn good at what I do.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you.
No, no.
What
he,
else you got?
Good shot.
Everyone.
He's a favorite going into that fight.
Who, the bagel guy? Or,
all right,
or
finally.
TG?
We had another, kick his ass. We had another viral video yesterday. Did you guys see this? Guy sitting in first class. Now, a lot of the planes have those TVs right in front of you, right? Where you can watch some movies and you can flip through them. They're touch screens.
Yeah.
So there was a video posted yesterday of some savage sitting on a plane flipping through the touch screen with his feet.
Oh,
his
my God.
Bare feet.
No chance.
Video is in the millions of views
no
now.
Chance.
Now, fortunately for this guy, because this guy should be in prison, they didn't put his face. His face wasn't in the video. But he was sitting in first class in the front seat of first class. TV's mounted on the wall, and this guy is sitting
using his
with
feet.
His knees up near his head, and he is using his feet to swipe through the touchscreen movies.
I got to say something if I'm sitting next to him.
I mean, you have to. Think about the amount
either
of people
that
touch
but even
thing.
More than that. Doesn't the lady that walks by and say,
yeah,
hey,
like, stop.
Or the guy, hey, sir, put your feet down.
Yeah.
Put your feet down.
Just because he's sitting in first class, you're not going to say anything to him? Give me a break.
Yeah, that's an ultimate jack-off move.
We've
really
seen
is.
People attacked on flights for a lot less.
Yeah. That would have been one reasonable attack. Like the air marshal
yeah,
should just be at
that
point.
Out by
listen,
his head.
I'm sorry there was a fight here, but we're arresting foot guy and the dude that punched him. Sorry. You got smelly-ass feet. Put them away. Yeah. Put some socks on.
No, that's bad.
Put
that's
a pair of socks stuff. On.
That's not good. That's not a good experience.
Someone Those damn planes in, are so dirty as
Someone
is.
Texts in the bagel guy versus Hawk would be a good fight.
That would be a good fight.
So now we got Hawk at 5 feet. Is this all shots that they brought up
Probably.
Hawk because they think Hawk's 5 feet
yeah,
tall?
Yeah, I'm guessing the thing's tiny.
So now we're going to go through that, bring up all that stuff.
I mean, it's first text.
You could fight Solana.
Solana would find a way to get out of it.
Yeah. He'd tell you he's coming and not show
yeah.
up.
I'll be
he's
there
looking
in a
for redemption since the basketball tournament where he was a no-show.
I mean, he was there.
No, he was physically there. He was just a complete
well.
No-show.
You shouldn't be back. You shouldn't be dogging anybody's game.
This is coming from our MVP who had 2 points.
Yeah, sadly, I have the right to dog people's
Everybody
game.
Everybody has said your game, I don't know, just because you're on here telling us how good you are, that you're not very good. That's what we're here.
I still think we made a horrible decision not paying off Greg Likens that day. Somehow to get him in there.
Young Greg to play, too. Like, young Greg.
We sent him to Hoover. We couldn't bring him over to.
Yeah, listen.
We were hoping to get Ira to play. Ira was out of town. He was at the Summer League.
No, better off.
Ira's not playing either.
Yeah, better off.
I'm sure he can play basketball. He's been covering basketball for 30 years.
Covering basketball is better than playing.
He can't shoot at all.
Ira's not playing anymore. He's a tennis guy now, man. Yeah. That's the last sport left for us. That and walking.
Wow.
It becomes tennis and then walking.
At one point,
the golf tennis game
just struggled. Does golf jump in there at that point?
Yeah, I guess. I just so bad.
Golf carts.
By the way, to me, golf is the hardest game to play. You've seen Charles Barkley with the
yes.
little hitch,
the yip,
although it looks
yeah.
like he's got rid of it in his swing now. It looks
still
a little better.
Bad.
I can take lessons, and then I get back out by myself, and I go back to every bad habit, every one. There's friggin' demons, man, and you don't even realize you're doing it until somebody will tell you, and guys
yeah.
are laughing.
Like your elbow or this, yeah.
You know,
I don't know what
so
I'm doing.
I just...
I stick to mini golf.
Suck at golf, man.
I stick to mini golf.
We got guys, there are a handful of guys I play with that are really good and go out and have a chance. Nat Moores of the world and Marino, those guys are just really good golfers and go out and, I was 2 over today, 4 over.
In the first hole?
Had 6 birdies, and you're like, oh, great, man. That sounds great, man. Really, really
you ever,
happy
you ever
for
get a birdie? You ever play golf and get a birdie?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm asking. I don't know. They would say how bad at golf you
no,
are.
No, you haven't.
Of course
I've
had
birdie. Get out of here. You don't even play. Getting a birdie is really
I find
hard.
I find it a little hard
not.
To believe.
I call shenanigans. There's no shot you've ever gotten a birdie. I don't think you've probably gotten a par.
First of all, I used to golf a lot, and I was still bad, but I've had birdies.
Bad golfers don't hit birdies.
Did you
that doesn't happen.
Did you use a mulligan to get the birdie?
No, there's guys that literally can – there's a zillion ways. Bad bounces or good bounces and roll back on, and you're by the hole. That stuff happens. You're going to get one.
You put a lot of backspin on the ball to get there?
No, I'm not that good.
There's no way this guy spiked the green. And then two.
No, I find it hard to believe.
And then hit his putt. There is
I just
no
love
way.
That coming from you two.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe.
I've never gotten one either. I'm not saying I have.
Oh, I'll never say that. Mm-mm.
You guys don't play ever.
No. I played Tiger Woods video game once.
There you go.
You want to backtrack on your birdie thing? One shot here to
you
do
got one
that.
Chance. You
just,
ever get
just
a,
admit it.
I'll
never
ask again.
A par either.
3-2-1. Have you ever gotten a birdie when you
even
play golf?
Even guys that shoot 100 to 110 get birdies.
Come on. I ain't getting a birdie if you're shooting 110.
There's guys right
no,
now.
You don't. What are you talking
come on,
about?
Stop it.
There's guys out there right now that shoot 100 to 110, whether it's the white, the blues, the reds, whatever color there is on how far back they are. There's guys who shoot 100 to 110 and will say, yeah, I got a birdie or two. Now, they might have about four or five tens, but that happens. I don't know. Why am I debating you idiots?
No, because no one shoots a 10 and then bounces back and hits a birdie on the next hole.
Yes, they do. The slice, you got to control the slice.
Oh, stop it.
Way out of comeback.
Stop it, Jim McClain. Stop it.
Hey, listen. We got Cam Wolf, British Open head. We got Cam Wolf going to join us from ESPN. Talk a little bit. He had some good articles out.
He had a good article.
We'll get to that. Start the 8 o'clock hour. Stay with us.
Radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.